Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast contains adult themes, sexual content, and strong language. Basically, all the good stuff.
What has he done? Is Rocky an author? The eyes of a spy are everywhere. Deliciously poisonous, dripping in leather. Who could it be? Do we care? Is it Giselle, Belinda, or Bella? Happy screaming stains. No one is safe, the world's changed forever.
Hello and welcome to the last porno day of season four. Guys, how are you feeling?
Woohoo! Guys, I've brought some drinks.
Oh. Jesus.
James, I know this retails at £3. You shouldn't have.
I've got some Carver Brut and some Buck's Fizz.
Great.
Lovely. So no Chilean Chardonnay, but that's okay.
Which one do you want?
I'll just have the plain Carver, please.
Alice, will you join me in a Buck's Fizz?
Shall we have a little Buck's?
Shall we?
Okay. It feels like Christmas.
It is very nearly Christmas.
Oh, look at this. What do we call this? Foley.
Careful you bloody point that. Jesus.
Oh, these microphones cost nearly £25 a piece.
Oh, my hands are sweaty.
Do you want me to do it?
Oh, God. Oh, God, I can't watch him. Yeah, oh, God, it's coming off. Oh, God, I can't watch it.
Oh. Hey!
Okay.
Very good.
Listen to that, the crisp sound of £3 Buck's Fizz.
You know, people have heard bubbly liquids before. Probably in this book. Bubbly liquids is probably a Rocky phrase.
It's like the Archers, isn't it? With all the sound effects. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, guys.
I can't believe 4 books deep.
Don't say deep, but yeah, I know.
Very excited about where we left it. Maeve's gone missing.
Oh, fuck, yeah. Oh, so they're all having this big orgy. And where in the devil's wasp nest is Maeve?
Oh, the wasp's nest, yes.
Just got my little grid here, so...
Oh, yeah, good.
Have you brought that with you?
She could be anywhere in the pit of sin. She could be next to the quality control area. She could be near the colander punching area. Basically, anywhere in the general factory room.
Well, hang on. Do we think that it is Maeve, then? Is that everyone's final bet?
Why don't we put our money where our mouth is?
Okay.
Should we make a bet?
Yeah, a wager.
I'm actually quite anti-gambling.
Oh,
myself,
okay. But, well, you
I'll
can opt
one
out.
Exception.
I've got some coins somewhere.
My God, the Foley is out of control.
I've got 2p.
Also, does James travel with like a sack of gold bullion? Like
he's literally like the Sheriff of Nottingham in that Disney film. You know, he just shakes that little pouch of coins.
I've got a little pocket in my rucksack that's just full of coins.
Really? Why?
Well, where's your coins? These are mine to
bet. Well, we'll reimburse you.
Okay, £1 each. I've got £3 here.
Okay.
So my money is on. See, I've been saying Giselle all season, and after the Maeve thing. Do you know what? I'm going to stick with Giselle.
Okay.
Okay. I know it doesn't feel right, but I just think it makes most sense. I'm going to put my money on Belinda.
She's going to lose that pound.
Oh, my God. Well, I've deliberately not read this chapter because I was hoping... I mean, we still might not even know who the special one is by the end of it, but I'm hoping that we will. So I don't know.
So I have no idea.
I really want it to be Bella just because she's
No, you're not allowed to put that in.
But Maeve.
Fuck, I was going to say, is no one betting Maeve?
Yeah, Maeve, all right. I'll throw my dad a bone, Maeve.
Okay, great.
I hope we find out.
So, guys, the jackpot on the table tonight is £3 whole.
Wow. Okay. Belinda Blinked 4, Chapter 13. The Wicked-ish Bish. Belinda regained her composure as best she could. Good heavens, that was a powerful portion of sex.
Portion? Slice? Cutlet of sex?
I'm as hot as a half-fucked fox in a forest fire.
I'm sorry?
What?
What's a half-fucked fox? Oh, because they have those strange barbed penises, don't they?
Vicious lovers,
so
yes.
When they go in, the barbs come out, and when they try and retract it, it's like putting up an umbrella inside, and then you pull back.
And that's why they scream, make these horrible noises when they're fucking.
Sound like little girls screaming, it's terrifying.
And little boys as well.
Mainly little girls, but yeah, sure.
I'm as hot as a half-fucked fox in a forest fire. She flustered, pulling up her thong on the wrong leg.
Does that mean she puts the whole thing on one?
How like do you a garter? Do that? Have you ever seen those like men's thongs that are just on one leg? And you tuck it all into you tuck your dick into there and it's all on one side. Have you not seen them?
No.
What for?
I don't even know what I'm searching for here. Single side thong?
Yes, you do. Bookmark.
My God. It looks like an apostrophe.
It's called a C-string.
Oh.
And it hooks around the penis. And round a bum cheek.
Why would you ever choose to wear that?
Isn't that awful? I think it's so you get a tan on one side.
And then you wear one the reverse way the next day. How gross. I mean, how determined are you? Why do you need to tan that area so badly?
You love a tan line, don't you?
It's just an awful... If you can imagine, it looks like an eyebrow.
Mm. It does, yeah. One eyebrow.
One eyebrow.
If you're going to wear it, you got to trim, do you know what I mean?
Well, he's just pure hair, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, can we stop looking at it now?
Anyway, I'll post that on Instagram.
So she put the thong up on the wrong leg. Ditto, crooned Spooner.
You just said crooned Spooner in Spooner voice.
Oh. Sorry.
Spooner has to stop somewhere.
Spooner.
It's just such a fun voice to do, guys, and it's one of the few that I can do, so I thought I'd eke it out. Sorry. Ditto, crooned Spooner. Belinda looked around at the mess of bodies scattered amongst the pots and the pans. She scrunched down the top of her face.
Just rolled down the forehead area.
Where are my people?
Why is she a nana now? Where am I?
Where are my people?
Beats me.
Oh, God.
Yawned a sweaty Bella.
Oh, right.
That was a yawn.
Beats me.
Sweaty Bella. No one wants to see sweaty Bella.
No, yawned the sweaty Bella in between Neil Macduff's balls.
What a whole...
Which way round? Like lying back like they're a cushion or face first in?
Oh, like a neck cushion. Like one ball either side.
Oh my God. An in-flight pillow.
That's so fucking gross.
They're quite long if they can do that, aren't they?
Massive balls by themselves.
Or like small balls but long
sacks. Yeah.
Scrotum. Where's Slunch? Spooner said. Belinda and Spooner immediately looked at each other's position and ran.
Oh my God.
They looked at each other's position and ran.
Mm. Belinda and Spoons stormed into the laboratory storeroom.
I don't have that on my map.
Yeah, that's a new location.
Oh shit.
Oh, she probably had it. Can't be asked.
Where a body was gagging Professor Slints with their silken stockings.
Oh my God. A murder!
This is true crime. This is true crime podcast.
This podcast has always been true crime.
Oh my God. Don't tell me we can't see their face. Don't tell me that for some reason we can't see who it is.
What are you doing? Shouted Belinda.
Who is it?
Is he dead? Is Slints dead?
The body stared up at her from across the floor, as cruel as an ice cube.
They're bloody cruel.
The reputation of ice cubes.
vicious.
What does he mean, cruel as an ice cube? Cruel. Does he mean cool as an ice cube?
It's definitely cruel.
Sure. Do you mean cruel, a bit like cruel like the frozen tundra? You know, the way that the conditions are so cruel and bitter.
That's the look that she's giving me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why you're not following.
Why are you doing this?
Stop asking why.
Mrs. Sylvester.
Oh!
Hang on, you haven't yet, kid. My name is Giselle Mars Charkova de Klotz, and I am the special one.
But nobody else knows what that means. Hand me the £3.
Oh, yeah, fine.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Cheers, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's only taken a whole fucking season.
Kidding me.
Well, about 18 months, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
So why does it matter that she's Marvelous Klotz again?
I guess maybe she doesn't want to be associated with her married name.
That was her way in. That was her way in deeper into the organisation.
Oh, my God.
That's why they got married so quick.
When she was walking down the aisle, it said that she'd been waiting for this. We fucking should have seen this coming. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hang on, that means that Dad's plotted this. Wow.
This doesn't make any sense.
Wait, does everybody just do it? Okay, read things.
I just love that she pronounced that she was the special one. I was like, eh?
So, why are you doing this, Mrs. Sylvester? Shouted Spooner.
Shout it then.
Why are you doing this, Mrs. Sylvester?
You can't get very loud, Spooner.
My name is Giselle Mars Charkova de Klotz. And I am the special one. No! No! Yelled Belinda.
Giselle's been played a very sneaky
game.
She
has.
She's in on everything. She's in on Ritzbar gossip.
Mm.
She's in on every moment when they can share info.
She's been there since chapter one. Book
has she?
One. She was in the job interview. She's
fucking hell.
Oh, my God! She's a mastermind.
So is Dad.
This changes everything.
That's why we don't know her real age.
Okay, sorry, that's too far.
That was just a mistake.
Wait, she's Dutch. Amsterdam.
Yes.
There's connections. Oh. There's connections.
I'm as hot as a half-fucked fox in a forest fire. No! Yelled Belinda. I'm looking after numero uno, fool.
Oh, God, all right.
She's changed her tune, hasn't she?
It's over. Time to update your CV, Blumenthal.
To dead.
Current place of employment? Morgue.
Giselle pulled out a mini pistol gun.
A mini spud gun.
From the netted band around her thigh.
You'd see that, surely, in the orgy. She was involved.
She was involved in the orgy.
Yeah, she was. She was getting her lids licked, I think.
I'd spot a pistol, I think, if I was lid deep.
There were many pistols present.
Oi, oi.
She aimed it at the ceiling. Oh.
Oh, fine then.
She fired, and a barrage of cooking aids fell from the storage racks on the ceiling above them all.
Oh.
One shot did that. Impressive.
They tumbled onto Belinda and Spooner, stopping them in their tracks because they had started running towards the treacherous lady.
Because it's a cartoon. Whoa!
It's like Indiana Jones now.
Yeah, it's like a boulder rolling in front of them, isn't it?
Giselle grabbed the hapless Slints by the armpits. Bundled him over her shoulder.
Really? Bloody hell. She is athletic, though, if we recall.
And staggered out of the sash window with original glassware.
Sash window in a lab? Come on.
Shut.
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 Shut the window.
Shut. No, we're really in the stink hole.
Nobody said ever.
The stink hole could mean a couple of things in these books.
They've all just been in the stink hole, haven't they?
Yeah. No, we're really in the stink hole. Exclaimed Spooner, emerging from underneath a heap of toasty makers.
He had a Breville to the face.
Sorry, but what do Steel's Pots and Pans make? Toasty makers?
Wait a sec. If he's got the energy and the chutzpah to make a sassy aside, shouldn't he jump out the window and chase after them?
Oh, Alice, there's always time for a sassy aside.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, we've made a living off the back of them.
Giselle, Giselle.
Oh, God, yes. Belinda shouldn't be...
Why did it have to be my best friend?
Oh, my God, pull yourself together.
Sobbed Belinda. I feel really sorry for her.
Yeah, can you imagine? If Alice turned on us all of a sudden...
Well, like, that I can imagine.
My name's Alice. Love the bells and lots. And I am the special one.
Well, you do think you are the special one, so that's fair.
I am the special one.
Guys, so making me laugh is a really emotional scene.
I know, like, imagine the betrayal.
Yeah, treachery.
And that was so beautifully played, Jamie.
Oh, thank you.
We'll give you a moment. Go on. Best actress in a leading role.
Giselle. Why did it have to be my best friend?
Oh, God. If only people could see the face you're doing.
Sobbed Belinda. What are we going to do now? She's kidnapped Slints.
Chase her. Follow her. She's only gone out the window.
She's probably in the car park.
There, Belinda.
Oh, for God's sake. Just take some initiative, somebody. Shake her, slap her.
Seriously, they're two, like, quite athletic people. Mm. She's carrying a grown adult. She's going quite slowly. I'm sure they can catch her.
That's such a good point.
And he's a fucking spy. This is literally what he does for a living. There, Belinda. Purred Spooner. As he felt her full ass in his hands.
Oh my, focus!
She turned to face his face. And began to kiss his lips. Then his nips.
And then his tips.
And then his cock shaft.
Are you serious?
Actually, I'm not serious. And then his cock shaft of patriotism.
Sure. Very different.
Right. So much has just happened. Yeah. She's crying her eyes out.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, do you want a blowy? All right. Quick blozer.
Blozer?
She chewed and choked on it as if it was to be the last time. Evervescent with relief from escaping certain death at the hands of her old Glee team friend Giselle.
Don't chew on it.
Do you know what? I don't care. Just react to what's just happened. This is not... I know it's a porn and everything, but right. I don't know if now's the moment.
Mm.
You know, we can have some, like, victorious shag scene if they catch her. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly. Like the end of a Bond film when he's in, like, a boat and they have a little cuddle.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, so tame.
There's an action scene here that's just been frittered away that you could have used.
Unless they're still going to do it. Unless she'll have a little nosh and then they'll feel revitalised and they'll chase.
Hmm. Okay. 6.3 hours later.
Oh, so no.
6.3?
Yeah, she's probably got away now, yeah.
Yeah.
You've given her quite a head start, pun intended.
How much is 0.3 of an hour? Like 20 minutes, a third of an hour, I guess. Just under a third of an hour. About 18 minutes.
Yeah. So 6.3 hours later, Belinda coolly took the camouflaged leather gloves from the leather room wall and opened up the secret meeting room of Steele's Pots and Pans.
So they got back to London in 6 hours.
From Scotland, is that possible?
I guess that's reasonable.
You could fly, I guess.
Yeah.
And they are very close to Heathrow.
Via Hull, obviously.
Via Hull, obviously.
She and Spooner walked down the corridor and entered the room. There they all were.
Who?
Her trusted gang of cookware professionals.
What?
Hand-picked by her, and her singularly.
How many lalalas are there?
There's an extra L-Y.
Singularly.
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 Belinda's practiced eyes travelled to each face sat around the space-aged reflective table. So who do you reckon is going to be here then?
Well, they've whittled out the mole now, so...
Bella,
she can trust
I presume.
Mm.
Do you know what?
What?
Say what you like about Bella, but fucking hell, you can depend on her.
She's loyal.
She's an idiot, but she's loyal.
She's consistently stupid,
she's
yes.
too stupid to not be loyal, to be
Quite.
Fair.
Quite. How do we ever think it was her?
Yes.
So dumb.
Now we're out the other side. It feels so stupid.
But it made you so paranoid, didn't it? You looked at everybody with kind of intrigue and suspicion.
I feel like Bella.
So, her practiced eyes are looking at everyone. Bella, Tony, Sir James,
of course,
Des, and not forgetting Paddy the barman.
Oh, come on. What? He he's a trusted pots and pans maker.
Well, he must have a lot of info. I mean, he is just watching everyone in the pantry the whole time.
But don't let him into the inner hub of the company, literally the secret meeting room.
He's in the clandestine, futuristic hub.
Oh, hang on. And not forgetting Paddy the barman, amongst others, serving cold Aussie Chardonnay.
Right, okay.
Maybe he's just the hired help for the day. Wow.
You need snacks at an important top secret meeting.
Exactly. He must have signed some sort of NDA.
Yeah, of course.
All in all, there are about nearly 20 individual characters.
That's a note to Rocky, really.
Whose names I have forgotten.
I can name them all, but there's really no need. We all know who they are.
I love that they were about nearly as well.
About nearly 20.
There are about nearly 20 individual characters.
Ballpark 20.
Belinda stood quietly in front of Sir James's favourite flip chart. Greetings, colleagues. I have called you here today because I trust in you. As you all know, the end is nigh upon us all.
Is it the apocalypse?
Well, for Steel's Pots and Pans, it might as well
quite,
be.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, I don't mean to make light of it.
This is a big speech.
Yeah, sorry.
This is longer than the one at the Millennium Dome building.
They're getting it for free.
They're all going to get a free toasty maker at the end of it. If we don't rescue Professor Slintz, this will surely be the end of Steel's Pots and Pans.
So why didn't you fucking rescue him then, you stupid bitch?
Why did you give a blowjob instead?
We presume for 5 hours and then an hour's travel.
So, if we don't rescue Professor Slintz, this will surely be the end of Steel's Pots and Pans.
Do you think this is all just a cover? Because basically, since Belinda took over as sales director, they have lost so much money. So she's like, let him run and he can totally be the scapegoat. I gave away £600 worth of pots and pans last month.
Giselle, just like pretend to kidnap someone, please.
Just throw him over your shoulder and run into the car park and I won't chase after you.
So this will surely be the end of Steel's Pots and Pans. Maybe even of quality yet affordable cookware anywhere in the Western Hemisphere.
It is going to have a knock-on effect. They are the second biggest distributor.
Who let a baby in?
Bella burst out a baby-esque snotty cry.
I am obsessed.
Bella burst out a baby-esque snotty cry and was comforted by the Duchess's long-gloved fingers.
Why is the Duchess there?
Because she trusts her.
Yes, it's not just everybody she's ever trusted in her whole life.
I think it may well be.
There's upwards of 20 characters there.
Yes, Bella. These times are grave times. But I believe in us. In friendship. In professional connections.
In LinkedIn, basically.
In Steel's Pots and Pans. The top secret meeting room erupted in cheers.
Hey, what a
woo! We will not go down without a fight. They may have taken our slints, but they will never take our pans.
It's from Braveheart. He's told that from Braveheart.
But she literally went down without a fight. She literally went down on him without a fight. That's exactly what she did.
They may have taken our slints, but they will never take our pans.
Yes, capital,
shouted Sir James boldly. So, colleagues, now is the time for action. That is why I, Belinda Blumenthal, International Sales Director, propose we create an underground movement.
I thought that's what this was.
Not necessary.
Just find Slintz.
Yeah.
Just find Giselle. Don't be like making secret societies. What, she's setting up the Masons?
Pretty much.
Hot diggity dog.
Oh, fuck off. He's not there.
Cooed Jim Sterling. Not so boldly.
Oh. That's quite bold.
Hot diggity dog.
One, all, and everyone.
I've covered all bases.
Welcome to the first official meeting of the Confidential Order of Cookware Knights.
Is this like the Order of the Phoenix in Harry Potter?
Yeah. Who's with me? One, by one.
I thought you'd say one hand went up. Bella, like, oh, right.
Has no one realised what that spells in an acronym?
What?
The confidential, what was it?
Confidential Order of Cookware Knights.
Cock.
Fucking hell, Dad. Oh, God, he's not subtle, is he? Well, actually, I didn't notice, so it was quite subtle.
So you'd say you're a member of Cock, for sure. I'm in Cock.
This is our weekly meeting of Cock. One by one, the people sat around the table, rose to their feet.
I am me.
If you're going to do it 20 times, let's just assume everybody said it.
You betcha.
Oh, God, they're all going to be jazzy yeses.
Anything for you, boss.
Belinda beamed.
She didn't blink.
She's all blinked out, baby.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
It was still cold as cold could be in East Berlin.
What?
A deranged, beating fist banged politely on two huge scale doors somewhere in the depths of a decrepit office block.
Giselle's brought Slints back to Bish.
Oh my God.
Enter.
Wheezed Herr Bish from behind a cloud of smoke, sitting at his desk.
Two things. Do they need Slints, or could they just have taken the plans? Because she's dragged him, she's carried him to Germany. So
she didn't get a plane.
From Scotland to Germany, on foot.
She's literally through forest, like across rivers, because she'd just have picked up those papers.
And then she would never even have to reveal herself. She'd just like, slot it into your bag, and then get back to work.
Also, that is what Bish asked for in the first place. She's going to bring in Slints and be like, no. The blueprints.
Not the man.
Because Slints will be like, I don't really remember. Something about gold?
Enter.
Wheezed Herr Bish from behind a cloud of smoke sitting at his desk. The doors swinged open.
Swinged.
And in strutted the beautiful form of Giselle, clad all in black. Patent leather.
Move your schnitzelflick.
What? Sorry?
Move your sitzflick.
Sorry, what? Say it one more time.
Sorry, the fifth time?
Okay, S-I-T-Z-F-L-E-I-S-C-H. Who did Germany?
Fleisch is meat.
Oh.
You're sitting meat?
Tush? Is that your tush?
Oh, your bum, maybe.
Is that the buttocks?
Get up, translate.
A person's buttocks.
Oh, yay. I don't even do German.
So how do I pronounce that, Jim?
Oh, I don't know.
Sitzfleisch.
Oh, hang on. Sitzfleisch.
Sitzfleisch.
That's not at all what I said.
Move your Sitzfleisch.
Shrieked Bish.
Move your Sitzfleisch.
It's quite hard for him. He'll cough up a lung, won't he?
Giselle's steel-tipped high-heeled shoes echoed on the stone slabs as she moved a little quicker to his desk.
Do you have the blueprints, my special one?
Nope, she doesn't.
Asked Bish.
Not even a photograph of them, because she could easily have taken a photograph of them.
Yeah. No. Herr Bish, I don't.
He's not happy.
He screamed.
It was that sexy little one, but it is not. What is her name?
Belinda Blumenthal. Herr Bish. Herr Bish blinked.
We've come to learn that means nothing.
But, began Giselle.
There is no but in business.
It's petrifying.
Can't jump. Poor Giselle.
He's such a lizard.
There is no but in business.
Shrieked Herr Bish as he rose over his desk and hobbled to his feet. Giselle blinked. She'd never seen her master stand before. It turned out the famous Herr Wolfgang Bish was a mere 5'1" tall.
So hunched over, he must have been 3'2".
Engulfed with annoyance, he took his walking cane and raised it to beat his special one.
Bish is such a bitch.
But Giselle was too quick for him. She kicked her leg to 90 degrees and pinned Herr Bish to the grimy office wall with a stiletto.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
But I have one better.
I wouldn't say it's one better.
She spoke.
I have an old man with a poor memory who invented these plans 3 years ago.
And we can't guarantee we'll talk. Ta-da!
He's half dead because I dragged him through the channel.
And I was choking him just before I arrived.
Giselle clicked her fingers.
Wait, sorry, which fingers? Just to check from last chapter. She clicked her big toe and thumb.
Annoyingly, her patent leather gloves didn't allow for much connection, and it sounded rather like a pitiful pff, as opposed to a sharp snap. No matter. Thinking on her mighty fine toes, Giselle clapped her hands instead. A couple of henchmen entered the office, dragging a big bag of something behind them.
I think it's a bag of slints.
I have Professor Slints himself, she exclaimed. Giselle unripped the bag.
Unripped? What, pre-ripped? What?
Yeah, she sewed it back up.
She sewed up the bag. The end.
Actually, sorry, I know we've been down on bringing Slints in, but right. If he invented the Trioxybrillo range, if he's under the command of Bish, then he could invent loads of things. So actually, maybe better than just having the blueprints.
He's their genius, isn't
exactly.
he?
Exactly.
So Giselle unripped the bag, and out tumbled the frightened as all hell Professor Slints.
You'd be petrified. He doesn't know what countries he's been through. It's been cold, it's been hot.
One half of his half moon spectacles was smashed.
A half of a half moon? So a quarter moon. Or a half of the specs, so a half moon.
Maybe half of the specs, so a half moon.
A half moon.
One half of his half moon spectacles was smashed. And he had a few loose bogies dangling from his nose.
I know that feeling.
Oh, James, you're terrible for that.
Yeah. Obviously.
To be fair, you don't always know they're there.
We do. Obviously, from when he'd been crying for mercy inside the bag.
Oh, bless him.
Oh, God.
He's the only one alive who knows the true Trioxybrillo recipe.
Oh, no, they're on the blueprints, aren't they? The recipes. That's what the blueprints were. That's why he asked for the blueprints.
Plus, he's the head of a team, though.
Yeah, and everyone's alive. No one's dead, so.
Said Giselle as she looked down at him.
I feel like he specifically asked for the blueprints for a reason. If he'd wanted a live professor, he would have said, capture the live professor. Do you know what? Like, he's like, he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, it was a very clear brief, and she hasn't fulfilled it.
Bish shuffled closer to him, so his chin whiskers were itching Slints's facial whiskers.
Oh, it's a whisker-to-whisker little kind of... It's like an Eskimo kiss.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Are we allowed to call it that anymore? An Inuit kiss?
God, you're so woke.
Well, I don't want to upset the Inuits.
We meet again, Herr Slints.
Oh, they've got a past.
I think they train together.
Now you tell us everything.
Wait a sec. What nationality is Slints?
Hanover, German. Fuck it.
Oh.
They're brothers.
I think they might be. Oh. I actually think they might be. I think Slints, if you reverse the letters, spells Herbish.
The newly formed Confidential Order of Cookware Knights.
Oh, right. Okay, back there.
Back to Cox.
Exited the Steels, Pots and Pans complex and, blinking in the sunlight, walked to their respective modes of transportation home.
They were so glad everything had worked out well. The end!
Their cars.
Tony ambled to his handsome Jaguar. Sir James limped to his groovy Rolls Royce.
Bella got in the sidecar of Belinda's motorbike.
But Bella walked.
And the Duchess mounted her beautiful horse, Toffee Apple Chew.
Toffee Apple Chew! Why are we only here to hear about Toffee Apple Chew? I could doing the Toffee Apple Chew right about now.
She rode a horse.
Stallion. Well, she brings that to the office every time, does she?
Must do.
And they're a secret order. And she's brought a horse to the office.
Hey, Toffee Apple Chew is very, very inconspicuous, Alice.
Yeah, let's not draw attention to ourselves.
And then a convoy of every kind of car you've ever seen.
Just as they did so, Maeve from reception ran up to them shouting, no, screaming.
Oh, go on.
Belinda, Des, Bella, Patrick, Bill from HR.
Yay! Oh!
Belinda, Des, Bella, Tony, Patrick, Bill from HR. But Jesus, everyone, take cover.
Take cover?
It's a bomb threat. Get behind the cars, away from the offices.
Yeah, get next to the massive tanks of petrol, why don't you, you idiots.
Put Toffee Apple Chew behind a wall.
Hide behind Toffee Apple Chew. Also, sorry, are we skimming over Bill from HR? Because he can't die now after all this.
What the? Chorused the newly born confidential order of cookware knights in unison.
All of them said what the.
Let's try it.
What the? Say what?
Everyone scattered. Just.
What?
Oh my God.
Oh my God, what? What?
Jamie, don't read on without us.
Everyone scattered. Just before a massive explosion ripped through the car park. Tony's Jag had just gone up in smoke.
Oh my God.
And flames, I presume.
All of it. A cacophony of car alarms shrilled all around as the members of the Confidential Order of Cookware Knights lay on the ground, bleeding profusely.
Oh my God.
We've potentially lost some of the premier pots and pans specialists in the world. This is catastrophic for pots and pans.
Belinda blinked.
Well, she's alive.
Yeah, but maybe for the last time.
It was just enough to see a hazy figure running away from the explosion. Then the fearless international sales director of Steels, Pots and Pans.
What?
Died.
Fuck off!
What?
Fuck off!
What?
Yeah. No, I'm joking.
Oh my God. My heart actually stopped. Don't.
Sorry, guys.
I'm going to be sick.
But.
Jamie, that's not cool.
Sorry. So it was just enough to see a hazy figure running away from the explosion. Then the fearless international sales director of Steels, Pots and Pans fell unconscious. And that is the end of Belinda Blinked 4.
Fucking fuck fuckton. Oh my God.
Well, that is a somber note to end on, isn't it?
Mm.
So the person running away, do you think they're in on it?
What, like an accomplice of Giselle?
Well, somebody that's Giselle or Bish related.
Well, it was Tony's car that was bombed.
Unless Rocky's got his timeline all mixed up and this actually happened before Giselle left the country and she did it.
Oh, right.
Oh,
maybe.
So it's like a kind of flashbacky type thing.
Yeah.
So hang on. Giselle's a special one. She's kidnapped the guy who makes the recipes of all of the pots and pans.
Can we use the correct terminology? Yeah. It's a design, okay, not a recipe.
Dad says recipe. So Slint has been kidnapped. He's now in East Berlin with Herr Bish and Giselle.
At the tower, the Wicked Tower.
Yeah.
So now they've got the plans for this amazing pan. They're going to like take over the industry.
Yeah.
Like, Steels can't even compete, especially with someone like Belinda at the helm.
Well, they can't compete because all the major players have been taken out potentially. We might have lost a lot of lives here.
But they have just formed this cock.
They've just formed this massive cock.
This quite solid cock.
So they've now formed this secret group to try and combat Bish.
A secret cock, really.
A secret cock.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. So.
But how many are left? They're all lying bleeding profusely.
Well, I think that's the cliffhanger. We're not going to know now until book 5, which means, Jamie, the question that comes every season. You can't not let us read book 5.
We have to find out about the cock. We need the cock.
Alice is desperate for the cock.
Well, the thing is about this is that book five was the first book that Dad wrote after we started doing the podcast,
yes.
is the only thing. Mm. So I'm like, should we do it?
Yeah. Don't overthink it. Just read it.
I mean, what I would say is that he wrote it so early on in the podcast life. I think he'd written book six by like week nine of the podcast being out. So the influence would be minimal because he writes so fucking quickly.
What's your concern that it might have got sexy?
No. Oh, God, gross.
I'd be quite interested to know how the podcast is now going to influence the books because...
Oh. James just wants gay sex in it.
Well, yes.
James is like, it might be written to order. It'll be all my desires in a book.
I mean, it would be quite interesting to see... what Dad thinks makes this show popular. Because as you both know, he comes to our live shows sometimes and will say to us, why are they laughing at that? This isn't funny. This is a sexy book. So, yeah, he doesn't really have a full grasp of why people like it. So it might be interesting, I guess.
So is that a yes?
One more, Jamie, please.
You only have to do one more.
One more, please.
Just one. Just a little book. Just a little book.
I'll give you £3. Okay.
Done.
It's all is winning.
Sold.
Are you going to do it?
All right, fuck it, yeah.
Yay!
Yay!
Book five.
Fucking hell. I can't believe... Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay, good. I'm going to embrace it. We've made the decision. We're going to do it.
My worry is it's going to be even shitter. If that's possible.
With influence.
Yeah.
With inspiration. So next year?
Next year. Fuck it. Yeah, okay, let's do it. But actually, we're going to be back before then. We're going to be back this year. With a Christmas... It is tradition, isn't it? The Christmas special of My Dad Wrote a Porno.
People don't feel like it's the festive period without a little bit of porn to carry them through December.
People bake mince pies listening to it. It's really part of people's Christmas.
That's worrying. If you do that, you should be ashamed of yourself. Yes, we'll be back on Monday, the 17th of December for more Belinda festive fuckery.
Yes. But before we go, we have a few thank yous, don't we, guys? Martin Batchelor does our amazing music, which
people
you probably love.
People love the music so much. Yeah. That music is some people's wake-up alarm. Do you know that?
Is it?
Yeah.
People want it as a ringtone. I think we could make a fortune.
James is always thinking about the Benjamins, isn't he?
Klein Borrell did our amazing artwork as well.
Lovely, oh,
yes.
Klein.
Yes, very nice. Very classy. Too classy for this show, I think. Thank you to Acast for hosting this absolute smut. Can't believe you're still with us.
It's been such a good series. Thank you to all our guests as well.
Yes.
We've had Jesse Ware, James Haskell, Hayley Atwell, John Ronson, and Dame Emma Thompson. We salute you.
The Duchess.
And also, thank you to Dad, Rocky Flintstone, for letting us do this. He's such a brilliant sport. We all really love you. And you know, you're such
Stop
an amazing part.
Stop sucking up to your dad. Fucking hell.
It's too late. 4 books in. You've literally rinsed him.
I don't know why, but I just love him more and more every day.
We should say as well, Belinda Blink 4 is now available to buy on Amazon. So if you want to throw Rocky a few quid so he can buy some new pens, a new pad, just head over to Amazon.
But most importantly...
Yeah, thank you guys for listening. We really, really can't believe that you've been so... loyal with us.
4 books deep they've stayed with us. 4 books. They could have been reading or listening to actual audiobooks. They could have been listening to classics. And this is what they chose.
This is a classic, come on.
Yeah, for all the pictures, the songs, the tweets, everything you send in.
Yeah, you're so creative. We love it. We love trawling through all the stuff that you send us. It's amazing. So we'll see you at Christmas and 2019 to open Belinda Blinked 5.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.